A new day, a new morning at Parium. And who's next to me?
Hi, I'm Kike, the receptionist here at Padium.
Padium, you say?
Padium. It depends. Different people pronounce it different ways, but the branding team will tell you it's Padium, because it's supposed to be a mix between paddle and stadium. So either should be fine, but...
Yeah, we were talking about the word padel or paddle. How do you say padel?
So where I'm from in Spain, which is also kind of like the birth, the crib of paddle, it's called padel. So there's like a very strong P and then an accent on the A. And then the del is just sort of there. It flows off the tongue.
And here in London, it's different?
And here in London, yeah, the English people sort of bring it back to the bastardized Spanish word, which is the paddle, as in the racket. So yeah, it kind of goes back to the paddle, and then yeah, sort of like the boat. Or
so. Where are you from in Spain?
So I'm from Madrid. The main city, capital city of Spain.
A lot of courts there.
Lots of courts, yeah. Right next to where I live, there was a court. There was like five different places with courts. Like Playtomic is full. Like you can go up to like 500 different courts just within the main city of Madrid, within the main road.
And how? What age did you start padel?
So I've been playing since I was like 5 years old. I've never played to any sort of competitive degree or anything like that. I just enjoy the sport a lot, I guess.
But did you have great trainers, like maybe even famous trainers?
Just my mom. That was my main trainer. She's really good for her age group. She was one of the pioneers of paddle in some ways. She built some courts in Spain very early on. And yeah.
Who's your mom?
Carmen Mendaro. She's a one of the greatest over 45 players in Spain these days.
So she's also here in Padium active, or?
No, she's back in Madrid practicing right now.
Yeah. And you have to work here in the shop, of course. Yes, you have to work in this shop, the pro shop?
Yeah, this is the pro shop at Padium.
And you just rented two rackets. It goes quite fast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's come in, come out, come in, rent your racket, come out, and then get on court as fast as possible. It's like people are running in here just to spend as little time as possible, when it's actually pretty nice.
And you have a system that digitalizes, keeps the track of all the rackets and everything?
I think we go through Lightspeed Retail, and yeah, it's super fast. You just click on the right item and then people are on their way.
And people pay with the smartwatches, so it really goes fast.
Yeah, these days everything is so fast for payments. Everyone's eager to take any sort of payment. So we take Amex, we take Visa, we take MasterCard, we take your phone, we take payment from your watch, we take payment from all sorts of things.
Yeah, you're wearing a hoodie with the name Padium on it, Padium, and also a brand is very known here. Can you tell about the brand watch here?
Yeah, so our main clothing sponsor and the ones that gave me this sweater are Bjorn Borg. So Bjorn Borg, as some of the tennis fans will know, is one of the all-time greats of tennis, and now trying his hand at clothing. So yeah, Swedish brand, very, very nice clothing, very, very technical textiles, very good fits. It's cool.
And the rackets?
And the rackets? So we have a range of rackets. We have Slazengers, we have Wilsons, and our main racket sponsor is Babolat, of course.
I also see some bags and these kind of things.
Yeah, we have the whole range from Babolat. We have the bags, we have the LeBron bag, we have the multi RH perf, we have the small gym bag. We have basically the whole range from Babolat.
And how about you? Because you're still playing padel a little bit in the week, or?
Every once in a while I get to play. When people are sort of missing a person, I can hop in, I don't mind. sort of helping out, teaching the rules of the game a little bit, helping people get a feel for the game. Unfortunately, no coaching yet, but maybe.
Would you like to coach?
Yeah, of course. You know, I've been playing for such a long time. I think I really have something to bring to the table. But
so what age are you now?
So I'm 22 now. Yeah, just sort of breaking into the scene.
Really. Are you left or right-handed?
I'm right-handed.
You play left or right most of the time?
I like to play on the right, just because when you play on the right, you get to play with better players than yourself. But I mean, I've played a lot on the left, I think.
Do you get trainings from Pablo or Jorge?
Today I have a lesson with Jorge, so I'm hoping that goes well. But yeah, I've had a couple of lessons from Pablo. He's one of the all-time greats.
Is he from the same area as you?
No, he couldn't be further from me, actually, but he's from the area of Spain I recognize as my second home, Cádiz.
Well, thank you very much for this interview.
Thank you.